Tom Coughlin says he thinks you guys need to run the table to, I guess, to ensure playoffs. What are your thoughts? Is that pretty much the mindset for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the mindset. Obviously, you know, all you can do is take it one, you know, 1 week at a time, and each week, you know, it'll you know, be more clear what you know what the circumstances are. And but I think obviously, you know, this is a big game. This is a big week, and all we have to do is worry about, you know, trying to do everything we can to get get a win versus a good team versus Saints this week, and then keep going on like that.
It always seems like it's, at least the last few matchups, it's been a challenge for you guys against the Saints. I mean, what do you think you guys need to do to, you know, to kind of change the tide a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, offensively, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball, try to score when we get in the red zone, try to get touchdowns and not settle for field goals. And, you know, just try to do everything we can, you know, to try to control the ball offensively and play smart football.
Do you, I mean, I know last game and last few games has kind of been up and down. I mean, is that what you described against going up against the Saints? Is that kind of the things that have been troubling you guys the last few weeks? Cause, you know, you win against Green Bay and then you lose in Washington. It's kind of been up and down.
Well, I think, you know, I thought offensively we played pretty well both weeks. I think our defense played well as well both weeks, you know, holding a team to 16 points or 17 points. You know, we feel offensively we got to score points. I thought we moved the ball well, went up and down the field pretty well, just didn't score enough points. And so, you know, part of that was just field position and had some penalties. But, you know, I think we're, you know, offensively we're been in pretty good rhythm, you know, running the ball well, throwing the ball well. We just got to put it all together, finish some drives, and, you know, can't you know, hurt ourselves by making, you know, having penalties and hurting our chances of getting touchdowns.
Eli, what do you remember about Steve Spagnuolo up there in New York?
Well, you know, Coach Spags is great. He's a great guy. He's a good coach. You know, he likes to, you know, when he does pressure, it's, you know, he has some unique pressures, does a good job of showing you different looks, and so he's got to be ready for a lot of different looks for some of their pressure things, but also, you know, they played, you know, a lot of coverage also, and so it's just, you know, you got to be prepared for a lot of different looks, and yeah, I think that's the challenge, but if you can, you know, if you can block up and have enough time to you know, for routes to develop, we should be fine.
Is he doing a lot of the same things that you practiced against for a couple of years?
Yeah, it's a lot of similar things. You know, they have some new things as well, and that you know, it's been obviously it's been a number of years since he left here, but you know, played him when he was the head coach in St. Louis, and so, you know, they always will have a new wrinkle each week, a new way to pressure and try to get to the quarterback, but also you know, throwing zone and giving their guys, you know, their defensive backs, you know, the opportunity to be aggressive and try to make some plays.
Okay, pardon me for going off the one game at a time mantra here, but you know where we are, and you know where the Super Bowl is, and I'm pretty sure you know where you guys are from. Any thoughts on maybe meeting your brother here in New Orleans in the Super Bowl?
we got a long way to go.
I know, but I gotta ask.
Our focus is trying to get to the playoffs, and you know, it starts this week. So, you know, no, that's not on the mind, not on the radar right now.
Never been mentioned once, ever.
To
within the family, within your brother. Hey, maybe this could happen this year.
No, definitely not.
Eli, a question about one of your favorite topics: the word elite. I know you've gotten dragged into that discussion, and I know you've responded to it. In your mind, what does the word elite mean, and where in the world did this traction come for this word to describe the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
you know, I don't know what the I mean, I know there is a definition for elite. I don't know what it is when describing quarterbacks exactly. And you know, obviously, you know, last off season, you know, got asked if I thought I was an elite quarterback, you know, I said yes, and you know, from there it's just kind of taking its own course.
I know, so, it is. It's kind of snowballed. I mean, you know, unless you're an elite quarterback in this league, I guess you're in that second tier or whatever the thing is.
Right. So, you know, it's one of those things that you know, as of now, you know, it's not really a concern. I'm not worried about, you know, where I rank among other quarterbacks or how people rank me. You know, my concern is trying to play good football, trying to, you know, get wins for the Giants and have a good season.
Would you put who would you put in the elite group in your mind?
I don't have a list of elites. You know, it's not mine. It has no concern to me, or, and, you know, it doesn't make a difference. So, you know, I don't have an elite group in my mind.
Hey Eli, when you read or heard or saw that Drew Brees threw 5 interceptions in a game, what was your thoughts? What were your thoughts?
Well, I got to watch a little bit of the game, and you know, obviously had some, you know, tip balls and different things going on. As a quarterback, you know that you know, every interception has a story, has a reason of what happened, and not all the time is it truly the quarterback's fault. But as a quarterback, you know, you write the check on every ball that you throw, and you got to take responsibility for them. So that's just part of football. There's days where everything is going well. You got, you know, great calls being made versus the right coverage, and you got good protection, and guys are getting open, and it seems easy. And some days where, hey, you know, this things are tough, and that's just, you gotta live with both of them.
Eli, do you believe in Super Bowl hangovers? And if so, do you think you guys are going through one right now, or is it kind of a season-to-season kind of thing?
No, I mean, I think you know, right now we're 7-5 and in first place in the division, and you know, we got 4 games left, so I like where we are right now, and you know, we just got to make sure we finish strong, and you know, that's what it's going to come down to, is obviously these next 4 games, but it starts this week with the Saints game, and going against a good team, and we got to make sure we're prepared to go out there and play our best football.
Hey, the high school state championships are here this weekend, and I know you still got a tremendous love and affection for high school football here. Who do you like? You like Curtis or Evangel?
It's hard. I guess it's both teams have a great history. I guess it's hard to pull against John Curtis. They've been good, you know, so good for so many years, and you know, Evangel has as well. But I guess I'll take my eyes on John Curtis.
One more question down memory lane. When you think back to your days in Oxford, what comes to mind? You know, again, I know it's been several years since you've been in college, but what memories do you have of playing up there? And of course, you know, they're heading to a bowl this year.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch Ole Miss this year, and you know, win some games. They had a bunch of opportunities. You know, had a couple of opportunities to win some other SEC games that came down to the wire. So it's been a fun season watching them, and seeing them compete in the SEC, and you know, getting a big win versus Mississippi State at the end. So, you know, have a lot of fond memories of my time in Oxford and playing for Ole Miss, and you know, when going to the Cotton Bowl and winning there is obviously a big win. Getting some wins at LSU and beating Alabama, those are all fun things to occur. So you just you know, remember big wins with, you know, and spending time with your teammates, and those are great memories, and you know, going to celebrate in the Grove after big wins, pretty fun as well.